The NASCAR Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, NASCAR, F1, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using their promo code RACESGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up. Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. We're also giving away $200 cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in the NBA channel over on the Discord.
Drivers, start your engine!
Strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
All right. Well, welcome in. This is obviously a little bit of a different look. I am hosting and not Rod Villagomez, of course. So we're going to talk IndyCar today. And I'm going to wait no longer to introduce my guest. I've got F1 Capper joining me to talk some IndyCar Long Beach. So welcome, F1 Capper. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good, man. It's been a long evening. Like I was just telling you before, we had F1 yes. in China and I ended up toughing it out. I stayed up until 3:30 in the morning, and I'm kind of wired today. So we got a long weekend, lots of racing, excited.
Yes, yeah, it is a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Good ones.
So yeah, really good ones. And man, China might look a little bit crazy this weekend from what we've seen so far. Grass fire, rain in the sprint qualifying. We've had it all so far. So a lot of fun
love
over
it.
There. Yes,
love
and then
it.
Of course IndyCar is back finally. Been 14 years since their last points event, but
it's
finally back. We have a little bit of odds. You might have to get in on some of these pretty quick since practice is going to be starting in about 30 minutes here, but we wanted to jump on and talk some IndyCar and give out a few picks, so here we are.
Yeah, man, this is exciting. Like you said, it's been too long. Almost feels like forever since the last time we had anything, and it was like beginning March or something like that. Now yeah, we're
I think it's been what six weeks or something.
I don't even count the thermal club as a as a race at all, especially if I didn't have a bet, but that was a weird one. So yeah
that was definitely different. And yeah, again, there was no odds until like right before the main event started, which was a little weird. So
yeah,
chat's popping early. Ride Cape checking in saying what's good. CT checking in saying what's up, gents. Long Beach, let's fucking go.
Yep.
Old Fashioned Football checking in. Go check those guys out too. I was on that show yesterday. Did a first round mock draft with a group of people. It was a lot of fun. He said Rod looks a little different for some reason. Yes, this is welcome to the episode where everybody is reminded why Rod is such a good host. T also says love your hat and has the shirt. So there you go. And T Gritty Betts checking in. One of our friends over in the F1 Money Gang there as well.
My dog.
Your guy. So, so we're going to talk today, obviously, about the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. This is going to take place on Sunday. Odds didn't come out until yesterday evening, I think, finally. So, a majority of places have outright odds. The only two places I've seen any types of props so far have been Bovada, Bet Rivers. They've got top threes, and then like manufacturer to win. I think that was really all that I saw. So
yeah, and winning car number if you fancy that as well.
There you go. Yes.
Odds and even. That's it. Yeah, that's all you get. Even.
Yes. So limited selection so far, but that's all right. Preston checking in as well. The bell worked this time. Make sure you click subscribe on the YouTube. Click that bell so you do get live or notifications when we go live. So yeah, I guess what thoughts do you have on this weekend, F1 Capper?
Yeah, I mean, this is street circuit, narrow. It's, I mean, just like any really IndyCar race, it's all about strategy. It's all about like how much life can you get out of those primaries? How much life can you get out of the alternates, or whatever that we're calling the alternates these days, the green ones. So yeah, like it's definitely critical because Long Beach is a hard to pass track, right? We don't have, like you can maybe take some comparisons from St. Pete's and maybe get some ideas there. But if you basically look at it, whoever sticks it on pole is likely to get to stay in that top three, whether they win the race or not. And then like just in general, anyone that's going to be in the top two or three rows most likely will be there. But you can also take from St. Pete, those drivers who were really good there probably will replicate that here. And then yes, one that even integrity bets will like, and I'll hate to say it, like a guy like Grosjean, if you look at his past results, I'm like the number, I fade him every time, right? Head to head. It's my favorite thing to do. It's moneymaker. It's been our moneymaker forever. But at this track, if he was with Andretti, you would want to fade him normally, but not at a track like this. And funny enough, I look back at last year's units and I tried to fade him with Pelot. Did not work. So that was the one time in the season it did not work. So just like you want to just be cautious as you're looking at head to head, all those things. It's going to be hard to pass. It's all going to be about the strategy. Two stop could be a potential late flag that just gets out and then it screws everything up. So that's the thing you want to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's a great breakdown. Before we continue going, I should be slightly more organized here, but that's okay. We're just gonna push through this. I don't think actually I have a graphic for this one, so that's all right. We are brought to you by the Hockey Gambling Podcast over on Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Again, if you didn't know, our network is, I think there's 27 shows. Ah, there you go. Got breaking out the hat. I'm guessing that's a hockey hat since you're pointing to it.
Not Stars, baby.
Not a big hockey guy myself, yeah, but Hockey Gambling Podcast, you don't need to know hockey to win money over there. Talon, Ryan, Joel, they're breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games. We'll keep the picks and laughs coming all postseason long. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And then a reminder also, giving away $200 cash in our NBA Round 1 Prop Contest. Sign up at the link in our Discord channel, over on our Discord in the NBA channel to get to that. All right, here we go. let's see. Chat-wise, here we go. CT checking in saying, go Preds. I do know that that's a hockey team, so
yep.
There's about the extent of my hockey knowledge. Fade Grosjean train has plenty of room for newcomers. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what type
of... I mean, it might still work this weekend because he's not with Andretti, so, I mean, it might... We'll see.
Yeah, although... He's a little bit downgraded, maybe, being over at Junco's Hollinger. I don't know.
I mean, you could just downgrade him overall. Like
he is the downgrade.
Just fade him, man. Just fade him.
There you go. okay, well, let's just let's kind of jump in here, and we're gonna do things just a little different today because, again, Rod's not here to manage things and help us direct things. So I'm gonna do the best that I can. Top three, and again, the markets are fairly limited. So. Top three markets, what's caught your eye? What have you seen over there that you're liking for top threes?
Well, the first thing that caught my eye was Bovada put a Kiffin Simpson at plus 150. What the fuck is that? Is all I got to say.
I was going to ask you about that because I was thinking, wow, that's really...
No, that's
really...
just Bovada being Bovada. Yeah, more, okay. More than
that, that makes a lot of sense.
So, like, yeah. Boy,
but, that doesn't seem right.
But in all seriousness... I think the two that really jumped out was just Marcus Ericsson and Felix. I don't know what to expect from Felix. I feel like every time I know what I expect from Felix, it's not what I expect, and then vice versa, right? But at plus 450, I mean, he had a solid first race at St. Pete's. And I think that, you know, he probably has an opportunity to be able to get up there in the top three. And Marcus, of course, Marcus Ericsson. My strategy with top three, and it kind of goes back to what I said earlier, is it might be worth just waiting, chalking whatever those odds may be for whoever the top four are going to be up there and whenever qualifying is done. So, but like odds specifically, I would say those two, and then of course Scotty M, right? Like McLaughlin, he's at plus 250. I want to take him, but I honestly have not had good success betting his top three.
That's my problem, is I love Scotty Mac, and yeah, every time I bet on him,
yeah,
it never seems to go my way. So I think Ericsson is definitely a good one to highlight. Plus 350 is what I'm seeing over on Bovada for him. Mm-hmm. And Andretti's been pretty good here in the past. Yeah. Obviously, we know he left Chip Ganassi and he's over with Andretti now, but
yeah,
Andretti's had a solid track record here. So I think he definitely is a good one to highlight.
And Dixon too, man, 3-1. I mean, kind of feels like some sort of disrespect there, but I think it goes back to the books are pricing it just off of Andretti being the top teams, right? They're going to the top, all the drivers should be up there, and then it's going to be crowded. So I usually, these top and outright odds are obviously not my favorite, but I mean, I'm kind of in that degenerate mode. We haven't had much to bet, and when I can get anything, I want to get in there. But I would say those are the key players I'm looking at, because I feel like everything else is priced right, between like Pelot, Kirkwood, Pato, Joey. So yeah, those are the guys: Dixon, Scotty M, Ericsson, and Felix. Those guys are the ones I'm eyeing.
There you go. Joseph Newgarden, he's the one I'm going to grab early. Plus 150 feels good for him. I think that he comes out and runs really well, obviously, in practice here and in qualifying. Probably not going to get that type of number again. Ninth place last year, tire strategy that didn't quite go well. He led 27 laps earlier on in the race, but he's been really good here in the past. He won in 22, second in 21, no race in 2020, obviously, but second in 2019 as well. Won St. Pete already, one for one, basically, in the points races we've had this season. Last year on a couple of street courses, fourth and fifth at Nashville and Toronto. So, and obviously we know all of the other wins he had on all the ovals as well. But yeah, that's the one I'm targeting, kind of in the top three area for him. Also, you mentioned Scott Dixon, and I had penciled him in here on the document as a top five finisher.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, no top fives are out. I don't think, did we ever get top fives for St. Pete?
Sometimes. Oh, for St. Pete, I
think we don't. I know in the past we have, but I don't think we did for St. Pete. So, again, and this is a whole nother conversation that we could take up an entire podcast with, give us some IndyCar. I don't understand, especially with like Caesars has had all this other stuff, Nitrocross and all kinds of, you know, supercars, all kinds of other shit out. And yet here we are, you know, the day before practice starts and we finally just get outrights. And then the day of, we get these positional.
Again, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy because I remember even before I met anyone in this world, 2020, 2021, I mean, they were posting all sorts of odds early in the week for my back alley books too. And now I never see it on my back alley books. And we got it last night. So like
Indy 500 odds have been up since what, June? Like,
yeah, they've been up since last year for this year,
which is great. We love to have that, but
it's also a tease. I'm kind of sick of them doing that because every time I'm like, ooh, IndyCar, and then it's Indy 500. Like, come on, guys. Let's get our shit together. Yeah,
Integrity Bet saying too, check to St. Pete slips. No top fives there. I didn't think we ended up getting top fives, but Dixon, a guy I always love for a top five pretty much week in and week out. I mean, you don't even have to go into too much detail about how good he is. Last year, obviously, in this race, he was shoved into the wall pretty early. Didn't get to complete much of the race, but 6th in 22, 3rd in 21, 3rd in 2019. 9th at St. Pete to start the season, but won 3 of the last 4 last year. Again, some of that was strategy and stuff, but like you mentioned earlier, this could come down to strategy. They seem to have that
big time
thing figured out. So, he was... fifth at Nashville, fourth at Toronto, fourth at Detroit, third at St. Pete. So he just won Laguna Seca, of course, at the end of the year. So very consistent for him. And yeah, Preston checking in. 2024 Indy 500 odds came out the week after last year's race, which
great.
Exactly. Like, we should have had Long Beach odds the week after St. Pete, see, and then give us plenty of time to think about it and place extra bets just while we're waiting for it to come, and things would be really great. So maybe someday we will get there a little bit more. But I do want to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. NBA playoffs are here. Our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing in their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, finishing position in the case of F1 or NASCAR picks, of course. You can make entries of basketball, all basketball, or mix and match across sports, your favorite sport. Again, you can cross match hockey and soccer and racing and basketball and baseball, and UFL is on there now, all sorts of stuff. Underdog's available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. I know I've already fired quite a few things for Talladega this weekend, just taking all worst ends.
Got some F1 stuff,
F1's too. F1's over there. Yeah, I was going to ask you. So F1, they've got sprint stuff up right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had a chance. Have you had a chance to look at it?
Oh, yeah. I think I booked a few.
Oh, there you go. Cars. Give the folks two of your favorite sprint plays. I thought it was interesting. Lando's at 3.0. Obviously, we know he's starting on the pole after the qualifying deal yesterday.
Yeah, no, I stayed away from that one. I went through the back marker, guys, and I did, let's see. And I've been, you know, Underdog's been giving us some good stuff with F1 recently.
Really good stuff, yeah.
But I got my favorite two pick is Bottas Worse, 11.5, and then George Russell better at 9.5. I'm expecting, because it's a sprint race, it's 19 laps, they got to save some tires still for qualifying later and then also the race. They're probably going to only stay on one set of tires, medium, so they're not going to pit. I can only expect that Bottas is going to just underachieve in that spot, because last night it was raining as the track was ramping up. Everyone was just breaking time, and unfortunately Hamilton got up on close to pole, but Russell didn't get there. So I expect him to at least get two more spots. Both kicks are going to drop down. So that's where I felt like there was correlation. And then others I liked was Nico Hülkenberg, better 12.5 finish, Ricardo 13.5 better. And then Logan Sargeant. Most people don't like this one, but Logan Sargeant better at 19.5. Just all you need is one DNF. And that's it. He's won. Or someone just spins. He's in the back. He just gets that way, gets up there. So some of my favorite ones. It's a lot. We have a lot of action going on in the Discord with it. So, and some price picks too. Speaking of price picks, you know, IndyCar in the last race was actually on price picks. And actually had a few of those. So
nice. Yeah. That's awesome. I know Underdog is considering or in the process
They've
of adding
talked IndyCar. About it. Yes.
We're working some stuff behind the scenes, so they are hopefully going to have that soon. They're going to be running a ton of promos, bonus cash, airdrops, specials, giveaways throughout the NBA playoffs. Make sure to follow Underdog at Underdog Picks on Twitter, or X as the kids call it these days. Keep an eye out. I was a winner of one of their Masters giveaways. I think I got like $73 dropped into my account for bonus plays there. So make sure you sign up with promo code RACESGPN. And Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code RACESGPN. All right. Let's see. Moving on next. It's tough with not having a ton of odds, right? So
yeah.
In the head-to-head market, I had put in here fade Kyle Kirkwood, because I am a true believer in fading Kyle Kirkwood. I understand he won two races last year. I understand he won this race last year. But if it's hero or zero with this guy, and if he's not winning, he's not very good. He was 12th place at St. Pete. You know, he's 10th here in his first start back in 2022. Again, two wins last season, but outside of that, only three other times he finished inside the top 10. Other street courses, 25th at Laguna Seca, 15th at Toronto. He did have a sixth place at Detroit, 15th at St. Pete, though. So the inconsistency really makes me want to fade Kirkwood. Now, obviously, if we get head-to-heads prior to qualifying, he comes out and sits on the pole. I think, you know, maybe don't fade him at that point because we saw how that worked last year, right? Yeah, exactly. So, I you never know what head-to-heads you're going to get, but looking at, you know, like the odds, if you can get like a Joseph Newgarden against him or something like that, give me Newgarden all day. Somebody that's even a Scott Dixon, if you can get that type of head-to-head, I would take. I'm just, man, Kirkwood, again, can he come out a win? Absolutely. We saw it last season, and I wouldn't be completely shocked by it again, but when he doesn't win, his results are super inconsistent.
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, I faded him in the last race. I think it was Palov versus Kirkwood. And going back to your, if it was like Joseph Newgarden over Kirkwood, I would take that even up to 130, minus 130.
Yeah.
Maybe I would be like questioning if I would want to do it past like a minus 145, because that's probably what you would see next, up to minus 160. 160, I'd be like, nah, probably not interested, but I would totally do that. Absolutely. 100%. Totally on board with you on that. I just, like you said, you nailed it with the stats and everything. Like, he's just hit or miss, and he had that one glory run early in the season, and you know how that works. Everyone's hyped on him, and then it fades. It's like Herta from like 2021. I mean, yep. He wins a race, and then all of a sudden everyone's on him, and since then he's kind of had that hit or miss in every race. So
yeah, exactly. Preston checking in. Kirkwood under 1.5 wins, his biggest preseason position. If he fails to win here again, he feels pretty safe the rest of the year.
Totally.
I'm also really heavily invested in that as well. It just, man, I mean, I know he got to 2 last season, but pretty hard, I think, to see that to continuing to go forward. Is there anybody that you're looking to fade? I know you mentioned Grosjean earlier. Is he's still your target to fade this year for this race, or
possibly? I don't know if we'll see it, because now he's with Junico. So like, right. I just don't know if we'll see those. Like most of the back marker guys, it's they haven't been posting them. They're posting like the mid to like top guys, but I hate to say it, because funny enough, I found the odds last night and I was like, man, you know, I do not want to bet this guy, but at the odds, I just couldn't say no. Rossi was like 33-1 on Bovada. I was like, that's just a little too much being into McLaren. But honestly, I still kind of want to fade him too at the same time. So if I were to see him, I might think about fading him. Otherwise, like, yeah, I don't know if I want to take on anything. I may consider fading willpower, as much as I like the guy. There's potential I may consider that. So I'm trying to think what the books are going to post for head to head. And most of the time it's going to be from like the top 10, top maybe 15 drivers. They're going to try to match up. And then I may look at like Graham Rahal against others. You never know like what they might post, but one guy I won't fade is Palou. I probably would not try to fade him.
Yeah.
I would not.
Pretty tough guy to fade. Yeah. No. Again,
I would take on him on against whoever, if anything.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. He's a guy that, man, he's so dang good. Even if you don't think it's going to be his week, going against him, I think is a pretty tough.
He's so good. Thing. He's good. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Winning car number. So this one over on Bovada. Do you have any takes on this? We're just going to might as well just walk through everything.
The winning car number. Man,
we got odds minus 105. You got even at minus 125. I've got a side of this I like, but I'm curious which side you're on.
I mean, I'm going to take probably even. I am probably going to take even, because what's that? That gives you Palou, Jaynew.
Stop right there. Like that's the end of the argument.
That's
right
there. That's it. Like, and then
I mean, but then you also get you get guys like Herta's in there.
Herta, that's right. Forgot about
Ericsson
Herta.
Is in
we haven't
there.
Talked about him enough, actually. Funny.
I know. We should we'll talk about him here in a second. Yeah, I mean, even for me is the way to go. It is fairly even on both sides, as far as you get some heavy hitters on both sides, which makes it fun. But with Newgarden and Palou alone, I mean, that's enough of an argument for me to want to take the even side of this.
Yeah.
You know, you toss in, you know, Simpson's going to be in there, but I'm not too worried about him.
Fuck, so do I do it?
Poirier is going to be in there. We need to talk about him here in a minute too, with his debut. You get Linus Lundqvist, Will Power's in there in case he ends up doing something. Ferrucci, you know, I think none of these other guys you're really too worried about having to worry about. But Herta, Erickson, obviously, are big ones as well, being on the even side of things. So, yeah, I think for me, it's even at minus 125. It's juiced up a little bit, but you only pay the juice if you lose, as we like to say. And I feel pretty confident, especially getting Newgarden and Pelot in the same bet there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually now starting to strongly consider it.
There you go.
Because we don't have shit.
Yeah, exactly. What about, okay, so winning manufacturer, let's take a look at that one. I don't really know which way to go on this one. So you got minus 145 for Honda, which is pretty tough to lay. Plus 110 for Chevrolet. Obviously, Honda Andretti is how they're leaning, is probably going to be more favored here. Plus, of course, you throw in the Chip Ganassi cars. So, is there a side of that you like, one you're staying away from? What do you think?
I'm just going to be contrarian and say Chevy, just because what if one of the McLarens could stick it, right? Pato, of course, being that top guy. But I mean, that would just be that's the only reason. But at that point, I'm like, why would you take that? You might as well just take Pato at whatever his odds are to win, unless you think someone else is going to. But
right,
highly doubt it. I think, again, this just goes back to the seasoned drivers are most likely going to win this race. Maybe you maybe see a Marcus Armstrong challenge, but doubt it. I just don't see that. But I mean, minus 145 just kind of sucks. Just yeah, contrarian for me, Chevy. Just yeah, gonna say Chevy, think, Pato.
Yeah, if you're gonna bet it, yeah, you take Chevy because you get Pato, you get Newgarden, obviously, you get McLaughlin in there as well.
Oh, and Jay New, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, Will Power in case he ends up pulling something out. And obviously I think the Honda side of things, much more heavy, which is why they're at the minus 145. So yeah. I'm probably not going to take anything on that one, but agree with you. If you're going to place it, I think you take the plus 110 over on Chevy. So, all right, let's just touch on a few drivers that I want to talk about for this week. Herta, since we brought him up a minute ago, what are your thoughts on Colton Herta this weekend?
He's what I call the Leclerc of IndyCar. He has this hype, has all this quote-unquote talent, and I'm sure it's there. He's what I call a good driver for the series, but is he one of those greats? The Joseph Newgardens, right? Like those guys. Pelot, he's not. He hasn't proven it. He's very inconsistent. I'm just every time, and I maybe a little frustration over the years of betting him, and then next thing you know, he just fucks it up or strategy or whatever. But he's just one of those guys. Like, he has not proven it week in, week out, that he can be consistent and be able to be in the top two or three every time, win a race here and there, like a Joseph Newgarden or a Pelot. Or I mean, hell, Dixon, like, is one of those guys, even though he hasn't won many races as the other two, he still is always just challenging and up there. When he's down and out, he's back in it somehow, just back in it in the end of the race. Herta, you just sometimes don't see that from him. So that's just my take on him. I have no qualms with the guy, like him. I'm rooting for him, but if you're betting, good luck. Like, he's just going to be so frustrating for you.
Yeah. Yeah. As someone who has bet on him a few times, he is extremely frustrating to bet on because you just, again, it's a little bit like Kirkwood, where sometimes he'll show up and look really good. Sometimes he kind of just doesn't get the results as well. So one other guy I wanted to talk on, obviously, we know David Malukas not going to be racing this weekend again, still recovering from that wrist injury, which is unfortunate. So Theo, I don't know, you know how to say his name?
Poirier?
Poirier? We'll go with that. So he is going to be piloting the number 6 Ferrero McLaren. Of course, he's the 2023 Formula 2 champion. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's got any IndyCar experience previously. No. What are you kind of expecting from him this weekend? I think, so odds wise, they've got him, I think, probably higher than, well, yeah, I guess he's, you know, like Bovada's got him 28-1, kind of in the Lundgaard, Roman Grosjean, Rinus VK, Marcus Armstrong area. You think that's probably about where he should be? What are you kind of expecting from him?
I'm actually surprised he's got such, you know, shorter odds than that. Like, I mean, a guy that's never been in this series and he's going to just come in right away, because this is a driver series, right? Something new. It's a street course that is not like your typical course too. So I feel like, you know, he may do fine in like one laps, two laps or something right. like that. I just can't imagine that he's going to fully get it throughout the race.
A full race.
Yeah. And then the strategy and all these things. And I'll obviously be rooting for him, but like, I don't know. I would watch it. I'll just watch it, root for him. Don't bet it. I mean, was it 10-1 top three finish? I'd rather take on VK if I were going to do that, or a Graham Rahal than him. Just not worth it. But for him, I'm excited to see what he can do. Of course, any guy that's going to coming from Formula 2 that's going to be into IndyCar, of course, I'm going to be very interested in that. So, yeah, exciting to see.
Yeah, it'll be exciting and good to watch. Nice story for the weekend. Obviously, we hope to see Malukas back soon.
Yeah.
Sounds like he might be out a couple of races here. So you did have one guy highlighted that you wanted to talk about for winner's odds, and also came up in the comments a little bit about both these guys. CT Preston saying, CT and I laughed about Portier being 28-1 ahead of Rossi, 35-1 on Bet365. CT found him 40-1 on Hard Rock, which, by the way, he is still open, 40-1 on Hard Rock. Thinking he was running fifth or seventh before suspension failure on the last lap last year. CT says he took Rossi twice and he's his biggest hater, but he couldn't say no to the number.
100% with you, buddy. 100% with you. He's not going to win, but you got to take that number. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like, just a big mistake on the part of a few places. So I was trying to look. So yeah, Hard Rock still got him open at 40-1. So if you've got Hard Rock available, definitely try to get in on that for him. Where is he at? He's down to 25-1 on like Bovada and things like that. But it just seems like quite the misprice. So any other outrights you're looking at before we get to practice and qualifying and you see some on track activity?
Just Felix Rosenquist at 18-1. Feel like that's a little bit of a disrespect number. I mean, he should be there probably with a willpower at least, Mark, and then Marcus Ericsson. But I think what turned me off was the fact that there was a couple of our guys actually found that misprice of Marcus Ericsson 50-1. I'm like, well, I don't want to touch a 14-1 anymore, but probably should not think that way given that it was just a mistake by the books. But probably those two, man. I mean, like, if we're talking long shots, if you want to gamble and you want to have some fun and don't mind pain, go for Herta. I mean, he's an Andretti and he's done it here before. So
he is like 20-1 over on Caesars. I'm seeing for Herta. So
for outright.
Yeah. Is that, this is the fun.
I mean, if it's 20-1, I would still take that on then.
That's the 500. I was just
okay.
Look, I was looking at the wrong.
Okay.
He's plus 950. That makes
sense. Easy to getting you, man.
I was like, man, this is like, wow, that now I'm actually considering this. But they still have the Indy 500 listed above the Long Beach for whatever reason. But no, he's plus 950. So that makes a lot more sense then. Yeah. Again, like CT said here, always puts a hurt on my wallet when he bets on Herta, except for the year he won the Indy GP in the rain. And yeah, when it hits, it's nice, but again, it's just so hard to kind of predict when it is going to hit. So early outrights that I'm looking at, I like Newgarden. Man, I'm all over him this week, 6-1. Super impressed with what I saw at St. Pete. And then again, you know, like I talked about before, he's been really good here in the past. You know, last season, the tire strategy didn't work out for them, but a first and 2 seconds in the other two races prior to that here. And again, you know, one at St. Pete, was strong last season as well, not only on the ovals, but on some of the street circuits. And Christian Lundgaard, he's only 30-1 on Caesars. I wish he was a little bit longer, but he's my favorite long shot guy to kind of always just take a stab on. Again, not going to be super consistent, but at 30-1 doesn't need to be. You just need to hit him when he works. Had the tire puncture at St. Pete, rather, so we didn't really get to see from him. Although I thought at one point maybe his strategy was going to work out where he was up front. Things didn't quite work, but we saw Toronto. You know, he's got that ability, led 54 laps. If he can start up front, get up front, and stay up there, he's got that upside. Sixth at Laguna Seca to end the season. Had six top six finishes last season, so I think that's actually more than Kyle Kirkwood had, despite Kirkwood winning two races and being one of the favorites to win this race. So I think Lundgaard's worth a 30-1 long shot for me. Any other bets that pop up?
Breaking news, because there's like 1 or 2 minutes before this started, going back to your J New, like I just was like, you talk sense into me. I took on that top three J New. Like even if it were to lose, I mean, it's still pretty good odds. You know, worst case scenario, I could add whatever. I just took it top three J New plus 150, literally about to start.
Oh, your audio. Oh, I think you're back. You're
back. Am I back? All right. Yep. You're spot on with the. I mean, it's hard not to like. Listen, this is a chalk type weekend. You take on these drivers that have done well here. The odds are reflecting it. Take on what you want. Like you were just calling out the plus 150 top three. See how practice goes. See how qualifying goes. And don't be afraid, like, the if JNew is back and on pole and his odds are like minus 130 to be in the top three, just take it. Like, yeah. It's the thing that's going to ruin your bet is some wild ass crap with strategy, tires, something like that. But long shot, going back to your odds, like, I'm biased towards VK, Rinus VK. Like, he's not gonna be close, but I feel like he can put he's put some good drives in, man. He's done some really good ones. You know, if you see some wild shit happen, maybe he could be up there. But that's just for fun. Like, hey, be afraid to lose it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's why they're a long shot, right? 40-1. I'm seeing him over on Bovada. So, yeah. I like it. Yeah, good. All right. And this is a great opportunity actually to plug both of our Discords, because again, this is going to be kind of evolving over the weekend. We didn't get the opportunity to get odds earlier in the week, to have this sit out there for some time, to talk about it, to let it sink in, get your bets in. Just not a lot of options. Hopefully things will continue to evolve over the weekend. We'll get more options. So make sure you're in our Discord, sg.pn/Discord. Get over there. We've got the IndyCar channel, F1. We've got NASCAR. We've got every other sport you want. And again, 27 different shows on the network. And all those shows hosts are on the Discord in their respective channels, and you can ask questions and keep up on things. And we'll be doing that on our Discord. I know you guys have a Discord as well, so I'll let you plug that also, because I'm in that one as well, and it's a great place to be. I get a lot of good info over there, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, ours is mainly just focused on F1, but we definitely have a lot of IndyCar chatter going on. We will also be talking a lot about IndyCar as the weekend goes along. We do dabble with NASCAR, but probably not as much as you guys. Of course, you know me, I'm like sitting there pinging Cody. I'm like, hey, what do you think of this thing? And so I really appreciate
know this week is fade Kyle Larson. So
is that what we're doing? I'm gonna be sliding in your DM as soon as my back alley's post. So yeah, Cody's been kind of guiding me in the NASCAR realm. So I really appreciate you teaching me a thing or two on NASCAR. But yeah, no, we have got F1, so we talk about everything from betting. We do have Prize Picks, Underdog, Grid Rival, actually, too. That's one of the main ones we use as well. So, and dabble with other things. I do NHLs and then especially NFL when NFL season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love the NFL. Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be
awesome. All right. Well, yeah. IndyCar is live on Peacock. Let's fucking go, says CT. Again, a little bit of a different show today. Rod's out with the Army. So, again, this is a great reminder as to why he's such a great, smooth host. I'm a little more clunky than he is, but I appreciate you jumping on with me.
Yeah, man.
And having a chance.
Thank you for having me. For sure.
No, I appreciate it. So,
yeah.
If you want to let everyone know where they can find you and plug your show and everything,
On X at F1 Capper. And is my handle, and then also F1 Money Gang at F1 Money Gang is our actual Discord. You should be able to find the links there. So yeah, come in. We're always happy to have more people. So yeah, busy weekend.
Busy weekend. Hope you all enjoy it. Rod and I will be back maybe Sunday night for a recap. Could be a Monday night recap show, depending on the weather for Talladega. So we'll see how that goes. But you can follow me, of course, on the X over at Husker_Z. And all my stuff over there. Got a ton of stuff. Ton of stuff going on. So make sure you're checking it out. Make sure you check out the F1 Gambling Podcast as well. Of course, Rod and I talked earlier about that. And we'll see you for the recap show next week. Let's go racing.
Let's do it.
Let it ride.
Let's go.